Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on the TV side? Join us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, Bet Smarter and Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's my pal Howard Eskin. Now, Howard covers all things Philly.
Yep.
He had a back and forth I saw with Daryl Morey, who I'm not exactly sure his job title, GM of the 76ers. He's the guy that makes the personnel decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked him in several different fashions, what are you going to do with Ben Simmons, essentially? And I think we got Howard on the line now. What's up, Howard?
How are you?
What's up, Howard?
We'll get into Ben Simmons momentarily, but we've spent the last half hour talking about what went down yesterday in the Nationals game. And the Nationals have been playing good baseball of late, kind of back in the race, four games out in the NL East. But yesterday it was more about the gamesmanship there between Joe Girardi and Max Scherzer on the mound. How did you see that? How do the Philly fans feel about Girardi, you know, bringing the umpires out a third time to check on Max?
Well, I think it's a joke. I think what happened last night is a complete joke. Baseball just can't help themselves. Okay, They're going to stop pitchers from doctoring the baseball. They're going to stop them from putting that, whatever that sticky stuff is that they put on it. So now they've created this illusion that everybody's doing it all the time. And this is my personal opinion, and regardless of what Joe said last night, I think he did it because he's trying to jumpstart his team. Mm-hmm. The team can't hit. The Phillies are inconsistent offensively. They're in never land. I think, and I've said this from the beginning of the year, I think they're a 500 baseball team, and that's all they are. But so last night, he had an opportunity to do something different. It becomes such a farce. The game becomes such a joke. I don't know who the player. There was a player. There was a pitcher in the American League that took his pants off. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looked like Scherzer was going to do that last night, too. Took his pants off. Yeah. You know what? Just have the guy undress. Just have him come out with no clothes on. Have him throw a baseball so he can't touch anything except maybe himself. And then just stop all this. Just stop it. And I think Joe Girardi was playing games, playing not just a baseball game, but trying to play a mind game, trying to throw Scherzer off because his team can't hit. And I think that's really what it was all about.
Well, what's been the Phillies fans' reaction last night and today so far?
Well, the reaction of the fans and shortly after the start of the season is there's disappointment in Joe Girardi. They questioned how good a manager he is, but I think a manager is the least important manager head coach in sports. If your pitcher's pitching well, it usually can do some good things, but it's your players. And everybody needs players to win, but the coach can help, as we found out with Doc Rivers, but we'll get into that. I mean, he was no adjustments, clueless. The guy just keeps on losing game sevens. And that is important in other sports, but not in baseball. But it's disappointing because the team's disappointing. The farm system is a complete joke. It sucks. Mm. The Phillies farm system is terrible. And that is part of their problem. They're just not good enough. And I don't know if Joe Girardi's good enough, not good enough. You know, good guy, really nice guy. He had some success in New York, but then you look back and you say, but the Yankees, why did they only win one championship? And that was against the Phillies when Charlie Manuel mismanaged the Phillies in that World Series. So I'm not sure about Joe, and the fans certainly are really disappointed in Joe Girardi. But it's the baseball team you have to be disappointed in, and there's no excitement. I don't know what the number, the attendance was last night. It looked like the Yankees, they had two Yankees games here. And the Yankees games had 35,000 to 38,000. 20,000 of those people were from New York, were Yankees fans. If you turned your head away from the field and heard cheers, you say, well, the Phillies must have done something. But it wasn't the Phillies. It was the Yankees fans cheering when they did something. But they just don't have the excitement of the people, and that's part of what baseball has become a little bit right now. And there is real questions about Joe Girardi. But again, I think it might be partly him, but it's also partly the fact that the team's just not that good.
The larger point you made about Major League Baseball is so true. They can't get out of their own way now. I mean, you obviously had the Astros scandal, and that was horrible. And they felt like the games were too long. So now, they implement these new rules, 3-batter minimum for pitchers. I mean, the game is completely changing. It really is. 7-inning doubleheaders, international rule, putting the guy on second base to start the 10th. And then they see the strikeout total going up and the batting average is going down. So let's check the pitchers in between innings. I'm a baseball fan, Howard, but it's hard to kind of follow it. It's hard to back it. It's hard to support it, especially Manfred, when all these things are happening and changing in just the last couple of years.
I'm on board with you. I was a true baseball fan. It was a great game. And when we were kids, a lot of us played. A lot of the kids don't play now. I grew up with baseball. My family has season tickets right behind the dugout. It was exciting to go there. But now the games are so long. They're just so boring. Yeah, these pitchers have been cheating for years. But now all of a sudden they're going to try to do something about it. But they make it to the point now, it creates another problem with the game. The game's just not, and I think it's computers. Here's one of the things that I would do in baseball. I would make a rule that no team tried for a month is allowed to use their computer, and no computers for a month, no analytics, no numbers. Hey, how about managing the game? Hey, that guy can pitch. Oh, he's going through the lineup the third time. Oh, the numbers say you got to take him out of there. You can't let him pitch more than six innings or even six innings. Stop it. Stop with the analytics. It's a complete farce. It's just, you see a guy and you say, that guy can play. That guy's pitching well. Stop with all this other nonsense. And it's called an eye test. That's what it is. It's called an eye test. And that's the difference.
Talking to Howard Eskin from Sports Radio 94, WIP, and Fox 29 TV, covers all things Philadelphia. So Ben Simmons obviously was an absolute mental mess in the playoffs, refused to take shots in the fourth quarter. I think he took 3 shots in the entire series in the fourth quarter. Doc Rivers, who you mentioned, the head coach, they blew a 26-point lead. They blew an 18-point lead. He's lost a bunch of game sevens. Yes, he has a championship from, I think, 2008. Mm-hmm. It's ancient history. So he's got kind of a history of choke jobs. What is the town making of it? And what do you do with Ben Simmons? I've thrown it out there, Howard, that I would consider bringing him in because I think you're going to get him for pennies on the dollar. Now, I understand there's salary implications and that sort of thing, but I got to imagine he's going to be moved. You tried to talk to Daryl Morey about it, asked him like 3 different ways about it yesterday. Talk about Ben Simmons and the mess there in Philly.
Well, I've been saying this for years, and people have been killing me on the air. They called me a hater. I've been called everything. It got to the point where about 2 weeks ago, I had a caller on the air, and he said, you're just a hater. I said, all right, let me just break this down for you. Let me see where you stand. The Sixers had a chance to get James Harden. I don't know how good a chance, but a chance. Would you rather have Ben Simmons or James Harden? And the guy said, Ben Simmons. I said, I'm done. I'm done. I can't talk to you anymore. I am done. And now the people realize, you know, and I've been going through torture for at least 2 years. I think this guy's a fraud. He's dismissive. He won't work with the coaches to try to help him change and fix his shot. They try to get at least a couple of coaches that they brought in to try to work with him. He won't do it. Here's what Ben Simmons, he makes $30 million and you don't. He's happy he's making a lot of money. And and all of a sudden now he names himself the defensive player of the year, which I don't think he is. He's playing, he's guarding players that are 5 inches shorter than him because he's a point guard, which is the wrong position. He's the only guy in the NBA that won't take at least a 13-foot jump shot. From beyond 3 feet, if you check the numbers, and you got to use a computer for this, but this is just to research things. Beyond 3 feet, he's shooting about 33%. Beyond 3 feet.
3 feet.
Beyond, and inside 3 feet, he only shoots somewhere just under 60. Now, think about that. That's a layup or a dunk, and he's still only shooting a little below 60%, which is horrible. I think Ben Simmons is a fraud. You can't win with him. You don't have to guard him. See, what Ben Simmons did is he helped us during this pandemic because he showed people how to socially distance 6 feet away. The defender can be 6 feet away from him, and he showed everybody, hey, this is how you socially distance.
Right.
It's horrible. I have renamed Ben Simmons Benjamin because Benjamin doesn't have a J. So I take a J out of his name, and I call him Benjamin anytime I talk about Ben Simmons.
Then I like it. That's the old Ace and Kid bit. Here's the thing, though, Howard.
Let me just add this with Doc Rivers. A few weeks ago, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, called him when people questioned, can you have him on the floor at the end of the game because he can't shoot foul shots? Oh, he's a treasure. You guys just don't know. You guys don't know basketball. Okay. Doc, you don't know basketball. You lost a 4 consecutive game sevens, 23 deciding games Doc Rivers as a head coach has lost. I think Doc Rivers is a nice guy, maybe a good coach, but I think he's so overrated as a head coach because you have to adjust in basketball, and he doesn't.
I agree with a lot of that, Howard. I just want to make a couple points. It sounds like you agree with me. First of all, I've always maintained that when guys like Simmons shoot so poorly, they're just not working hard enough. They're not repping it out. It's not like he has the worst stroke ever. There was a viral video of him a couple weeks ago before a game, and he was missing 5-footers. He missed like 8 in a row, like in the warm-ups. This guy's not putting the work in, but then I also think that his teammates and his coaches have let him down, and that's kind of going down your Doc Rivers high. Shaq had this same point, that you get into his ass and you go, dude, you got to at least try. You can't just stand in the corner and quit and pout. You got to go. You got to play.
Tobias Harris nobody did screaming that. At him.
Well, you know why he passed up the dunk? He passed up the dunk, and he said after the game, well, he was worried about the defender behind him. Wait a minute. You're going to dunk the ball. He might foul you. You maybe have an and one after you dunk the ball. He doesn't want to go to the foul line. When he drives to the basket, he only drives until somebody's there. In the regular season, they usually open up the lane for you. But in the playoffs, it's different. He'll kick it out to somebody open at the three-point line, and that's how he gets a lot of his assists. He's got the softest assists that I've seen in basketball. His numbers are so fraudulent. And he's right. He doesn't work hard. He doesn't try. He can't play the game the way you need to play the game. And I'll say this. If he was 6'5 instead of 6'10 or 6'11, he'd be playing in Europe because he can't shoot. Look, how can you be in the NBA and not be able to shoot a little bit, not even attempt it? if they have, and I said this too, I have an argument. I won't say which coach it is with the Eagles. I argue with them in a friendly way all the time. Oh, you know, you don't know talent. You just don't like Ben Simmons. You don't know talent. This guy's really good. I said he's a stiff, and they will never win a championship with Ben Simmons on that team. Never.
So you'd like to give him away. I mean, JP across the table from me, he wants to trade for Ben Simmons. It sounds like you'd give him away for a box of chocolate.
They're going to have to give a team. Like, you know, all these people, I'll give Ben Simmons for Bradley Beal. Listen, I'd walk Ben Simmons. Last year, I walked 3,800 miles during this pandemic. I actually lost a lot of weight, and it feels great. I'd walk him to Washington. I'd bring him down there so fast. Hey, come on, Ben, give me your hand because you don't use it to shoot. Let's walk to Washington. Let's get out of here. And to get Bradley Beal for Ben Simmons, the Sixers would have to give the other team just to take the $146 million left on his deal. They have to give him first-round draft picks, which now aren't that good because they draft so late. You're not pennies on a dollar. You have to give more to just get that contract and get him out of here. And Daryl Morey yesterday, I understand his non-answer is an answer. His non-answer is an answer. Yeah, you got to try to trade him. And you've got to get – you can't win addition by subtraction. Yeah, you want him? You guys want him? Anybody in Washington want him? He is yours. Take him.
Yeah.
Please take him. Ben Simmons can't play. Done. End of story. Bradley Beal, you're going to get Bradley. Oh, yeah, sure. I take him in hard. Ben Simmons also never really covers the leading scorer for the other team. All that, you know, he had to try to guard Trae Young because it was embarrassing and you had a national audience watching to see, well, this guy's a defensive player. He thinks he's defensive player of the year. A joke.
All right, real quick, Howard, yeah. We got about a minute left. I just want to switch to football. Are you confident Jalen Hurts can be the guy at quarterback for Philly? Or are there big questions for you?
I am not. I am not. I don't know. And I don't think the Eagles know either. They're going to have 3 first-round picks the following year, and they're going to figure it out this year. Hey, if they could have gotten Deshaun Watson, he's probably going to be suspended anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. They would have taken him in a heartbeat, obviously. He's better than – he might be a little crazy, but he's better than Jalen Hurts. I'm not sure about Jalen Hurts finding the second or third read. I talked to Chris Sims yesterday, who, by the way, thinks the Redskins the Washington football team is going to win the NFC East. Yeah. I'm okay with it. I love Ron Rivera, terrific coach. They got a better quarterback. Their defense is really good. But I'm not – I don't know about Jalen Hurts, and I really do have questions about him trying to make a second or third read. And Sims says he doesn't make throws that really ordinary quarterbacks really need to make. So he's going to have to take a big step. It's going to be an interesting year for the Eagles. I don't think they're going to go anywhere, but I think they have a chance to win 8 games because they have an easy schedule. And the Eagles don't get on a plane the last 8 weeks of the season, which is really an advantage.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but I'm not sure about Jalen Hurts. I will tell you that.
All right, Howard, always fun having you on. Great Howard Eskin from Philadelphia. Thanks, pal.
See you, buddy.
My pleasure. Take Ben Simmons, please.
Well, we'll see what happens.
All right. Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, we will talk more about the sticky stuff and Max Scherzer and Joe Girardi. Mike Rizzo, the president of baseball operations and general manager of the Nationals, will join us at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I put up the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by our friends at Van Meter Homes. I was trying to see what the results were. It's got to be overwhelming. The question was Phillies manager Joe Girardi out of line for summoning the umpires to check for foreign substances with Max Scherzer on the mound for a third time last night?
90% yes.
Exactly, 90% say yes. 10% Phillies fans.
Phillies fans, exactly.
Although Howie Eskin thought he was out of line too.
Yeah, Howie was very anti-Philly today. He's usually bashing everything Washington.
Well, I think he's honest. If they're good, he gets excited about them. Yeah. If they're bad, he bashes them. I like Howard.
Sounds like he'd like to give away Ben Simmons. I'm sure a lot
make some good points.
I'm sure a lot of Sixers fans would agree.
And that's kind of my whole point. I think they will give him away, essentially.
Well, yeah.
Again, I understand that there are salary implications, but you don't have to trade Bradley Beal for Ben Simmons at this point.
No, yeah,
well, they're not going to do that.
I think you could trade.
I don't think they would either. We'll see. There might be one team that feels differently than Howard and really sees.
Let me
the
say
upside.
This about Bradley Beal without going on a whole thing on the Wizards. The way he's played the last couple years, man, I would have. I love the guy. I love how he plays. I kind of flip flop on him at times.
Yeah,
but he plays so hard.
Sure.
And his game has developed so much. If you want to give I like Westbrook too. I like the energy that he plays with. But Beal is just playing at a crazy level too. Crazy level.
Well, the problem is with his contract, do you want him to be essentially a free agent after this year? And are you going to give him another 4-year deal worth, whatever?
Yeah, I don't know.
$225 million? Or are you going to try and get something for him while his value is still up there?
I know people always want to get something for somebody, but I also just want to win. So I don't know. I'd be a terrible GM. I promise you that.
Yeah. All right.
I know that.
So would I. Brad or Drabby wants to talk about the tuna deal at Subway, and I'm late to the party on this one, Drabby. You're gonna have to explain this to me.
Sure.
I know Subway's been a sponsor of the show. I don't know if they still are.
They come and go.
Yeah.
But this is like the number one trending topic right now.
Okay. So talk to me about Subway and their tuna fish.
Well, first off, I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Every time I go to Subway, I get the tuna fish.
Really?
I think it's unbelievable.
I love it.
I love Subway's tuna.
I love it.
I've never gotten the tuna fish there.
Was it the tuna fish with lettuce, tomato, and oil and vinegar?
I put a little lettuce and extra pickles on it, and I'd like to put it in a wrap. So I'll. Because you can get wraps at Subway, right?
I think yeah.
So I put it on the wrap, and I agree. I mean, sometimes it depends on the Subway you go to. Sometimes it'll be a little mayo heavy, But right. I do like
and,
it.
Oh, yeah, and the hot peppers. I get sliced for the hot
peppers. You like the hot peas?
And now that we're talking about it, I'm going to go fight some construction workers in line today at 11 a.m., go get a tuna sub.
Yep. I mean, but, how many times have I gone to that Subway, JP, before I got my car picked up at the Homewood?
Many times. I do it. I'm personally, I'm not a tuna guy at any spot.
Yeah, I know.
I'll have like I'm not big into like the canned tuna fish. I'm just not into any of it. But I guess this started with a lawsuit, right, in California?
Yeah, because, well, there was a story a few months ago about someone, a headline saying that there was no tuna in Subway's tuna fish. And Subway came out immediately and said, that's absolutely not true.
I think
they rejected the lawsuit that someone filed.
The lawsuit said like it was kind of basically like false advertising.
Yeah.
Had to do with like the labeling and what they were claiming.
So the New York Times, I guess, got involved and smartly did this. They bought 60 inches of Subway tuna fish sandwiches from three different Subways in Los Angeles.
A lot of footlongs.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a lurch in college. Go ahead.
And what they did is they sent them to a lab.
That's 5 footlongs they bought.
Yeah. And only cost them $500. We should have done this. And after a month, the lab came back and said it found no tuna DNA was present in the sample, and they cannot identify the species.
They can't even identify the type
of
fish.
So is essentially it's a genetically engineered food? Is that what it is?
Eating Soylent Green.
Well, this is what I think their conclusion was.
Maybe they're using some sort of nubs fish instead of tuna.
So this is in
And then they throw in all these chemicals to make it taste like tuna.
This is in every store?
No. This is just from the sample the New York Times sent in.
Okay.
From some Subways in L.A.
All right.
Yeah, so they said there's like 4 or 5.
There's 2 conclusions that I think the New York Times came up with. Yeah. One, it's so heavily processed that whatever they could pull out, they couldn't ID it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or there's just not tuna fish in that sandwich.
I would tend to believe it's probably the process deal, because if you think about it, there are so many Subways all across the country, right? And they're probably all using the same tuna meat.
Right.
And it gets, I mean, how long is it in trucks or whatever before it actually makes it to the Subway?
Yeah, they got a big hose of tuna that they're pumping
and then
in.
It's in, I don't even know if you have a freezer or whatever it's in. It's in the pantry behind the doors.
Yeah, but every chain place sells tuna.
All right, here's what we need. We need a Subway employee, and it's a shame Cakes isn't here because he worked at one in Towson. We need a Subway employee to call in and tell us, a guy that's ever worked in Subway, how do they get the tuna? Does the tuna come out of an effing tuna can, or like how is the tuna sent to the store when they get it off the truck?
That's funny that you said that, because I just texted my buddy Vince, who owns Subway stores in Asheville.
Vinny Carbone.
He owns. I just texted him. I said, can you talk about the tuna controversy?
Yeah.
He goes, I can talk about it. So I told him to call. So hopefully he'll call in the next couple minutes.
Right. That's...
Now, is there chicken? Because I'm a big chicken teriyaki guy when I go there. Occasionally the meatball marinara.
They don't even have
roast beef anymore.
Really? I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
When I've gone to Subway. But
Away the roast beef?
Yeah, last time, at least the one in Gaithersburg, I went there the other day. And like I said, my go-to is the chicken teriyaki.
I love the meatballs.
And probably number two is meatball.
I love the meatballs.
And then I just felt like shaking it up, and I asked for the roast beef, and they said, we don't have roast beef anymore.
All right.
You got to go like BMT or
let's
something.
Let's go to my buddy Vince Carbone. He owns Ashburn Subways.
He's very biased.
Okay, probably, but you wanted a Subway employee to call.
Vinny, do you still have the roast beef on the menu, first of all?
The roast beef is still on the menu, yes.
That's still in the mix there.
Okay. All right, so when you get tuna delivered, I don't know how the food actually gets delivered to your stores, and you get the tuna, how does it come boxed or packaged? What does it look like?
So it comes in a box with, I think there's 4 pouches of tuna in there, and... Ooh. All we are doing is mixing in the mayonnaise with it. It's ready to roll. It's just like any other tuna that you're going to get at the grocery store, really. So
no, that sounds like a different kind of tuna. Mine comes in a silly can.
So what is it? Do you believe it's tuna?
Yeah, it's tuna. I mean, honestly, that's probably the only thing I don't eat, because I'm not a big tuna guy. But we sell a ton of it. Yeah, I know, Jason, you come in and get that all the time. So,
I love it. I love the tuna there. Whatever it is.
I guarantee it's one of the
most
popular.
Nobody's saying it's bad.
You know what I say? I say if it is processed tuna, like the New York Times is saying, every sub shop should use processed tuna because it tastes better.
Of course it's processed.
Well, I'm just saying if it's...
Yeah, but what if the processing's terrible for you?
Well, there's a lot of things that are terrible for you in life.
I mean, they put a ton of mayonnaise in it. You know that's not good for you. Right. So did you believe what you read? I don't know if you read it, but the story that it wasn't tuna in this lawsuit.
Well, it's that they couldn't determine.
They couldn't determine what kind of fish it was.
There was no DNA of any tuna.
Yeah. Vince, what do you think?
It's always something about Subway because, you know, they're the giants in the sub business. So there's going to be people knocking us down for the quality of bread, the quality of this, quality of that. So, you know, that's what happens when you're on the top. People try to knock you down a little bit. So it's
I like his swagger.
Yeah. Vince Girardi.
I like it.
I will tell you this.
He's got some swagger.
I will tell you just from my personal experience 15 years ago. You guys did knock out Quiznos. I don't see any of those anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's there's more competition these days, but they're still coming after us with, you know, fresh ingredients, different things. But you're going to see probably in the next month or two a whole new fresh thing coming out with the meats, everything. Tom Brady's out there endorsing us, everybody. So
are you saying that this is like Jimmy John's or somebody attacked, like they're underwriting this?
Jersey Mike.
Free smell.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I do like Jersey Mike's.
You know what it is? It's some soccer mom at home right now doing nothing and she wants to. There's somebody picking on it. That's all it is. It's blowing up. We've gone through this with something with the bread before. Our footlongs aren't really 12 inches; they're 11 inches. You know, just you know. Come on.
Every guy lies about how big everything is. I mean, come on.
So you're saying guys, people just got to get a life, is what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, I'm sure you guys don't want to talk about this, but. I mean, come on. I don't think it's really that big of a deal. I'm in there all the time. I don't have any customers saying anything negative about the tuna. Actually, I mean, it's one of the best sellers. So, you know, even with the bad press, we still sell a ton of it. And, you know, it's not going to hurt sales at all. All it does is bring attention to Subway. But
well, let me just say this again.
No such thing as bad press.
We're going to move on. But let me just say this. No one's saying that it tastes bad. They're just saying it's not tuna, maybe.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I see the packages. I see the ingredients that I get, and it's tuna. So,
all right.
You know, something with the chicken as well at one point. So, you know, if you dive into any fast food restaurant, you're going to find some kind of ingredient that people are going to question.
All right, well, hopefully you sell a bunch of tuna today, my friend. Thanks for calling in.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
One other thing. They've upped their cookie game at Subway. It's dependent on probably your franchise that you go to.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed at the one that I go to on occasion, they added like a s'mores cookie. And they've added like a raspberry. They used to only have basically chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, and maybe they would have macadamia nut.
And those are really good,
but
of them.
They've added other sillies.
Yeah, good.
I'm a cookie guy.
So. I know. You're a mark.
So he says the tuna's tuna. You know what? If it tastes good, who cares?
Well,
I know Tom Brady isn't eating tuna fish from Subway.
Correct.
He's not eating anything
from
Subway.
Yeah, you're right. He's just depositing checks. He's actually going to the bank and depositing them.
Am I the only one that gets like a cold cut combo or Italian BMT?
I get sliced for a cold cut. That's my number one.
I get the BMT every once in a while. That's way down my list.
Yeah. All right. Not a tuna guy. Hey, at some point, do we have to? I know. I saw Valdez. He wants to go to break. At some point, I want to talk about the gator that they caught Jason in the bay.
I know. It's crazy.
That's terrifying. Okay? That's terrifying.
Yeah.
So at some point, we need to bring that up.
All right. We'll get to that in the 9 o'clock hour. Remember, we got Mike Rizzo at 9. But next, it's QB quarter of here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You don't want to miss Mike Rizzo, the Nationals GM and president of baseball operations, coming up in about 15 minutes. He jumps on at 9 o'clock every Wednesday. Nationals have been hot. You had the Scherzer situation. So we will get into that coming up at 9 o'clock. But now it's time for QB Quarter Of. So this story came out 24 to 36 hours ago, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday. And we can speculate Tom Brady is going to be a guest on one of LeBron's television projects. He has a show which airs on HBO called The Shop, where the guys hang out in a barbershop and they shoot the S.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings in comedians, actors, and athletes onto the show, and Brady was part of it. Do we have the audio, Valdez? We don't have the audio, but here's what is the controversy. He said when he was in free agency, shopping for teams, one of the teams that was interested in him ultimately bailed out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I was thinking, you're sticking with that blank, that
right.
bleep.
Right.
And everybody's been wondering who that team is. Do you have a theory? I can tell you some of the teams that have been thrown out there as possibilities. One, San Francisco, Jimmy Garoppolo. Two, Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee. I also heard, I think it might have been, it was one of like the ESPN experts, which surprised me, and I don't buy into it. Three, New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees.
Hmm.
Who was Tom Brady talking about when he said,
San Francisco?
What? You're sticking with that MF-er?
San Francisco, the word is he wanted to go there.
I was thinking maybe the Chargers.
Yeah, but you have to realize that Brady, maybe he says that, but he had a relationship with Garoppolo at one point. Maybe it was acrimonious. I don't know.
Yeah.
And
doesn't matter. He knows how good he is.
That offseason was right after San Francisco was in the Super Bowl, right?
Yes. I believe so.
Yes.
He took him to the Super Bowl. I don't think it's San Francisco, because then you're saying you're sticking with a guy who took you to the Super Bowl?
Is it?
Who had this great winning record? I don't think he's saying it about Jimmy G.
Coward.
We're definitely not saying it about Drew Brees.
Coward speculated that it was Trubisky.
In Chicago?
Yep.
In Chicago?
I just don't
possibly.
See, I don't think that Brady, like Brady selected Tampa
go there?
For a reason, because Tampa was loaded and they were
in warm weather.
To win the Super Bowl. He was the missing piece.
Did he say that he was interested in this team? He's just talking about the team was not interested in him. I don't know. It could have been Chicago. It doesn't mean he wanted to play in Chicago.
What's your theory? If you had to put money on the table.
I'd say the Chargers, just because Philip Rivers is getting old. And I don't know. I have no idea. I could see Trubisky in Chicago. I could see that.
So I don't think he would take a shot at Breeze like that.
I don't think it was Breeze.
Although Breeze, we saw it. He was breaking down. You know what I mean?
It can't be the Chargers, because Rivers was already on his way out, because that's when they were about to draft Herbert. So she, he was already signed. So it was before the draft.
Okay.
Vegas and so, Derek Carr.
The odds were the early favorites were the Patriots are actually the big favorite to re-sign him when this first happened. And then Tampa, throw the Chargers out, 49ers and Raiders. Bears are way down the list. And then Titans came on strong towards the end.
Maybe the Titans.
Being the Titans. Because Ryan Tannehill, at that point, you know, Tannehill kind of backed it up last year, right? But when he first took over for Mariota, you're like, okay. And he just wondered how long it would last. Now, he had a good season last year.
I'm only saying Chargers because the report, the story said that the Chargers were interested in Brady.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if when they said sticking with, you know, whatever, because they didn't know Herbert was drafted yet.
Right, so I'm saying he must have been talking about a different team, whoever he's talking about.
Is it the story that they were talking and then they bailed, and that's when... So yes. That leads me to believe potentially then it also could have been the Raiders, because I feel like John Gruden gets sized for quarterbacks. I could see him wanting to get involved in that, and then maybe the price got too high or whatever it was, and he just passed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could see him taking a shot at Derek Carr. Not really Drew Brees. I definitely could see him taking a shot at Tannehill.
I don't think it was
Tannehill after only really doing it for half of a season.
Well, he had a playoff victory too. I don't think it was Tannehill.
Yeah, he did have a playoff victory, but I think he completed about five passes in that game.
Tannehill with last season, the season before, his numbers like stack up to Mahomes.
Yeah, I know. He was limited in the playoffs.
Is it the reason why people suggested also San Francisco's because of the proximity maybe to his parents?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'm buying the San Francisco.
But it just doesn't make logical sense to me that you're saying that about a team that just went to the Super Bowl.
Why? He doesn't care about Garoppolo.
But maybe he's saying, I could have won that Super Bowl. Hey, Jimmy G made mistakes in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Tannehill beat Brady in the Super Bowl or in the playoffs.
I'm not buying. I just don't think people would want to go there. But.
So maybe it was. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. Here's what I do know. That the shop is going to get great ratings for whenever they air that episode, and we're still not going to know.
Correct.
We haven't done the story yet about Aaron Rodgers and the re-upping his membership at the Green Bay Country Club, right?
Yeah,
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I mean, you could read into it. I've heard some people say it's a big nothing. Like, how much does it cost to re-up his membership?
Well, that would be my point, is that it's probably like $500 a month or something. Yeah. Or you know, like how much could it possibly be there?
Yeah. What did you make, since you bring up golf, what did you make of Brady's putts? He was trying
to
talk
at first I thought, wow, if this is real,
he's trying to
this
talk
is pretty
trash to generate interest in the match, right?
Yeah, I mean, so it's stupid PR. But at first I thought it looked pretty real. But, you know, in your brain you go, nobody can make three putts like that. He would be there all day. And then finally, I did see the tail end of the second putt, and you could see the clip is edited. So,
right.
Just looking at him in a shadow, and it looked like I was like, "That's one consecutive shot." But then I saw at the end they just edited in making it.
Now he kind of threw up on himself in the one match, right? But then he hit that one chip.
Yes, he
like
holed
right
out.
After like Barkley or somebody was
he holed out, but he was still bad for the
right.
entire.
He was, after he ripped his pants,
yes, he was nervous. You could tell he was very nervous.
Yeah,
hope he plays better than that.
The other thing
he's
I wanted
a good
to bring
player.
Up some video that went viral. Jameis Winston, who's with the New Orleans Saints,
I couldn't stop watching this video.
Appears to be doing one of the wackier workouts, and it looks like he's doing it with his boys. Like I don't know if those are like professional trainers or whatever, but he's got one guy who's got the like boxing mitts, and he's got a couple of little tackling dummies, I guess you would call it, and he's practicing his footwork while trying to hold the ball up high, and then his buddy's just whacking him with the boxing mitts.
Right, like he's under pressure, and he's just kind of ignoring the pressure. And clearly, he's not interested in taking off and running. It was interesting. There were two videos that came out yesterday. One of Jameis in the pocket for 30 seconds, just slide-stepping over and over and over. And then RG3 showing that he could still run a 4.340. Two totally different approaches to playing the position.
Well, what I'd say is I remember when Jim Zorn was the head coach, he was kind of known for doing this type of drill.
Oh, there are plenty of quarterback gurus that have weird.
He used, He used like those little floaties from the pool. I don't know what you call them. Those
yes.
long kind of like floaties.
The noodles.
Noodles, yes.
He yes, a lot of guys use those.
Yeah.
There's the guy that uses the broom, right? The one, that the quarterback guru that all the college guys go to.
Oh,
and he has them on the beach. I forget the guy's name. He played in college.
Well,
he's the guru that they all go to.
Quincy Avery?
No, different guy.
Oh, okay.
Different guy. Quincy Avery's another one, though.
I don't understand what was wrong with the Jameis drill.
I mean, he's just trying to hold the ball. It's a drill to secure the ball.
It's fine.
I understand.
Is this his backyard? Like, it just looks kind of odd to me.
To me, it's his facial, his face, the faces he's making, yeah. and just the way he's moving. To me, it looks like an SNL skit.
You'd be moving the same way. Your face would look the exact same way.
He's practicing stepping up in the pocket and keeping his eyes down.
He's practicing holding the ball for 30 seconds.
Of course, yeah. That's the drill. He's whacking him over and over again.
Anyway, I
like Jameis. That drill's corny.
There's too much hate on Jameis.
I do think it's corny, but I'm going to tell you something. You do that for 30 seconds, your quads are going to be burning.
Oh, yeah, that's a workout. I can't tell if that's his house or if that's some sort of a facility.
See, to me, it's a silly drill because if you're getting that kind of pressure, you need to step up and throw or take off. And he's just taking hit after hit after hit after hit and just slide. I mean, like, it's just so dumb.
And then the RG3 thing, I think we were going to tweet the video at Junks Radio. If you can follow us on Twitter, at Junks Radio. He claims he ran a 4.28 or 4.27. I think he was clocked at a 4.32. I don't know if the video matches the number because I swear when you watch him, it doesn't look like he's running that fast.
Yeah, the video looks awful. It looks like he's running a 6.40.
Now, what Drab said is that might have been his warm-ups.
I believe he's running a 4. If he says he ran a 4.3 or whatever, I believe somebody timed him that. Sure, why not? But that's not the issue. The issue is being able to make the correct reads and deliver the ball on time.
Yeah, we all knew he could run.
Yeah.
He can't do anything else.
Right. We all know he can run in a straight line. That's always been his strength.
Somebody timed it as a 5.15 in that video he posted.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, he exceeded my expectations in that years ago, look like I said he wasn't going to be in the league after he was 30. And he squeaked it out. He's 31 years old.
But I told
you. He's going to be an announcer.
I said it the day. Now, he still wants to play. That's why he's putting this video out there. But I said it his last performance. I said, that'll be the last time he plays in the NFL. We've seen enough already. He can't do it anymore.
Correct.
Always got that win over the Steelers for me.
I mean, he's got a few good wins under his belt. And I still maintain if he hadn't gotten hurt and hubris and everything hadn't gotten in the way, and he continued to play the way he did in 2012, he could have had a different career arc.
Sure.
You know, but...
But he didn't
want hurt, and hubris got in the way.
Right. First of all, he didn't know how to slide. We talked about that.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to learn how to play quarterback the way most quarterbacks want to learn. They come in, they want to perfect their skills, and he really didn't want to do that.
But he was.
No. He did, but his skill set was different.
He
wanted to be Aaron Rodgers, and Channy said, you're not Aaron Rodgers.
But I'm saying he couldn't read a defense, and he wasn't accurate enough. He wasn't working on that. He wasn't
good
enough.
That's true, but they worked around it in 2012, and I think they could have continued that.
All right, got Mike Rizzo next. We've spent a lot of time this morning talking about what happened in the game last night between the Phillies and Nationals with Max Scherzer and the umpires checking him 3 different times for foreign substances and Joe Girardi and all that. We'll get the GM of the Nats take, Mike Rizzo, next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.